88.9 WLRY, live online, WLRY.org. It is our honor to have a very special guest, Jason, joining us now with Building 429. And I have seen you before on Winter Jam. How many times has the band played Winter Jam?
This is our fifth time we've been on the tour.
Okay. All right. So what can people expect from your show out there, Jason?
Well, you know, we want to give people what they expect to a certain degree, but we also want to take them on a ride and take them someplace new, you know. And so we've got a new record that we're working on right now, new songs that we're getting ready to release. So you'll be hearing new music for the first time that we haven't really shown anybody over the last year or so, which is exciting. But you'll also hear all the songs that you know and love. And I mean, no Building 429 show is complete without a little bit of rock and roll as well. So, you know, the cool thing about Winter Jam, I think, in these big rooms, we get to kind of let loose a little bit more than maybe we do in some of the church shows that we play. You know, you can be a little bit loud and a little bit more crazy. So
yeah,
there's definitely an element of that to our show. But there's also a worship element, and obviously there are songs that we have to play that if we don't play, people are going to be very upset at us. So it'll be a great night.
Well, when you say songs that you have to play, what comes to mind is Where I Belong. That has pretty much become a worship classic.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, if we didn't play that song, man, we'd be in a whole lot of trouble. So, you know, and what's funny is I'm not bored with it. I've never been bored with this song. There are other songs that I've had that have been, you know, pretty large hits that I've kind of like, okay, I'm tired of playing that. But Where I Belong, there's something about it, and I love it every time we play it.
Well, tell me a little bit about the band and how you guys got together.
Yeah, you know, we started back in, made the first Building 429 demo record in 1999. So it's been a long, long time.
But, yeah.
You know, I was crazy. I just felt like God had called me to play music, and I found a couple of guys that were crazy enough to kind of follow me, and we had no idea how we were going to do what we wanted to do. We just went and did it, you know, and trusted that the Lord was somehow going to do something and make it work, you know. And so we kind of came through the school of hard knocks and hard work, you know. Like, we just booked our own shows. We booked 100 and 150 shows a year by ourselves for the first 3 years of our career, and then finally, you know, somebody in Nashville heard us and liked us, and we kind of ended up in a skyscraper there and talking to somebody who was like, hey, we like what you're doing, but we want you to go write some more songs, so go home and write a song or two for us, and we'll put you with some writers. And I went home, and the first song that I wrote was a song called Glory Defined.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought that back and played it for them, and everybody kind of flipped out, and we signed a record deal, and boom, we were off to the chases. So it's been a crazy, crazy ride. I mean, we literally went from playing for 70 people in Wilmington, North Carolina on a Thursday night to playing for 10,000 in Indiana with Sonic Flood on a Friday night, and that's exactly what happened for our career, you know. And then the very next day, boom, Glory Defines on the radio. So it was kind of like that movie, That Thing You Do. That's kind of what it felt like.
Exactly. Again, Jason joining us with Building 429. And you were talking about working on new music. When could we expect a new CD?
Yeah, and the new record will be out at the end of the spring, right at the beginning of summer. And new songs going to radio in the next probably 2 to 3 weeks. People are going to hear the new stuff coming out to radio. So, or at least radios, you know, stations will hear it. And then, you know, probably March, April is when they'll finally start playing it. So lots of new stuff coming.
Any plans to have a vinyl edition of that? I recently started collecting records again. Are you going to put it out on vinyl as well?
You know, I'm so glad that you asked that question, because the answer is 100% yes.
Cool.
I mean, there has to be a vinyl version, right?
Yeah.
And what's funny, I say that because the record that we're making, we've decided to take the grid, or the matrix, if you will, of record making, the programming, and throw it away. So it's really cool, man. The record is actually all played by human hands. And if not played right, the part gets thrown away. So it's the kind of record, I tell people are like, well, what's it going to sound like? And I think the record's going to sound kind of like some weird mixture of Stranger Things and Building 429 in terms of the soundtrack. So I think it's going to be really cool.
Very cool. Look forward to that. And how many dates are you on the road? I know it looks like you just got off a tour, and now you're starting Winter Jam.
Yeah, I mean, this year is going to be pretty packed. I mean, Winter Jam fills up the first quarter of a touring season for sure. I mean, you're just done. You know, you can't even play any more shows. So, I mean, this year will be we'll be running pretty hard because, again, new record. So, you know, when the new record comes out, man, you got to go. I think we'll do smallish tour after Winter Jam and summer festivals, and then we'll probably do an elongated headlining large tour in the fall.
Very good. Again, Jason, Building 429 and Winter Jam comes to Columbus, Ohio on January 20th at the Schottenstein Center. And a blessing to talk to you, my friend. Thanks so much for taking the time out of your day today.
Absolutely, brother. Thank you for playing the music, and thanks for being a friend.